You're watching SG Sports Uncut. With me right now is Shahid Alam. He's a Team Singapore tennis player. Shahid, welcome to Uncut. You were part of, I believe, 10 Team Singapore athletes who responded to the call as far as the mask distribution exercise is concerned last weekend. What compelled you to volunteer last weekend?
I think like when we got the message, I was just like, it was my off day for training, so I wasn't really doing anything, and I think it's a good opportunity to kind of give back to the society and just support the cause.
So this was on a Sunday?
It was on a Sunday morning, yeah. So I wasn't really doing anything other than getting a bit of less sleep on Sunday. I think I was happy to go down to Tampines and help out with the cause, yeah.
Okay. Did you have any fears, I mean, about interacting with people, because this was going to be you're going to be at a location with hundreds of people? Any fears? I mean, even when we travel every day on the MRT train, we see hundreds wearing the mask, and you tend to wonder, are they all unwell, or are they all just, you know, just being a bit paranoid?
I think not really. Like, my family was a bit worried, like, yo, everybody's trying to see? Avoid and stuff,
yeah,
and
I'm
the one going. But I think it's like, it's just the public trying to get the mask, so it's not like the affected people are coming to take the mask from you, so
I think the fear is just you're coming into contact.
There weren't like so many people coming at one time. There was just like maybe 3-4 people at a time, so I think it's okay. Yeah.
How would you activate it? How did you come to know about the exercise?
So one of the guys from Sport Singapore contacted us via group chat, and he just asked if anybody was available on Sunday morning, and I told him I could do it, yeah.
Okay. Did you have to wear a mask? I mean, when you were assisting?
No, we didn't. So basically the idea is like, you only wear a mask if you're unwell. So we were all okay, so we didn't have to wear a mask.
Okay. Yet. And what did you get to do during your shift? How long was the shift?
It was about 2 hours plus, that's about it. And it's just about like stock take and stuff. So you ensure that the person coming in, because each household can only get 4 masks, so we kind of like just made sure like we verified with them via the IC and stuff, so just make sure that one household takes 4 masks.
Yeah. I'm sure there were questions like,
yeah, there are 5 people.
If there are 5 people,
yeah.
So
there were many, and then we just said like one household is 4 masks, and wear it only if you're unwell.
Okay. What did you notice generally of the people who are coming to collect? Calm?
They seem pretty
rational.
Chill, yeah. Not really, because there were not many people also at that location. So I think they were kind of relaxed and stuff, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you were at Tampines.
Yes, we were at Tampines, yeah.
Yeah. It's been a few days after that exercise. What did you take back from that experience?
I think it's just kind of cool for like Team Singapore athletes to just be there, like giving out the mask, and so that the public can just see that, you know, like things are okay, and like it's not as bad as it seems because the athletes are out there also. So I think it's good. It just gives them a bit of more like made them more calm, you know, like just more chill to see that, you know, athletes are coming out to just support the cause as well.
Okay. Is this sort of an activity that Team Singapore athletes get to be involved in on a frequent basis?
Yeah, I think there's a few kind of activations, not only this particular one, but other ways where we support social causes as well. I think there was once last year that we did like some kind of cancer awareness sort of thing as well. Yeah, it's very good that we are taking part in all these kind of things, and it's also a fantastic way to give back to the society.
Okay, you're a national tennis player. You've been for, I believe, 7 years.
Seven years.
You're waiting to go to national service.
Yeah.
You're 22. So we last saw you at the recent SEA Games in Manila. It was your third campaign. Unfortunately, you went as far as you could but couldn't medal. So after 3 SEA Games, your trophy cabinet at home still is still empty. So that was part of the last decade. How would you summarize your, you know, that decade?
I think it like third SEA Games is okay, but then like my first two was like when I was really young still, so I was competing against guys who were like 27, 28 years old and stuff. So that was more about, you know, just happy to be there and just competing and just for the experience and stuff. But
Okay.
the last SEA Games, I was really practicing really hard, training very hard to try and medal, because that's a it's a good chance for me and stuff. And I came out a bit short, like, but we played really well as a team. The whole tennis team gave absolutely everything, and it was just not our day, not some of the close calls didn't go our way and stuff. So at that moment, I was like really disappointed. But looking back now, I think like it sports is just the way it is. You can give everything you have, but sometimes it's just not meant to be at a particular competition.
We're now into the second month of a new year, a new decade. What are you working on?
Yeah, so after I had like a small break after the SEA Games, so now I'm training hard again for the next one. This year there's Davis Cup in June, I believe. It's not 100% confirmed, but it's in June, supposedly. And that's the one that I'm looking forward to before I go NS, hopefully.
Right, so you can compete before you actually enlist.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I haven't gotten my letter yet. So hopefully...
There's a 6 months...
Something like that,
Notification. Okay. Well, thank you very much. We wish you very best in your tennis career. Thank you for your service in Team Singapore as well. Thanks, Shahid. All the best. Cheers. Okay, we have Jen Goh right now, and she's a Team Singapore golfer. Jen, welcome to SG Sports Uncut. So you also answered the call to take part in the exercise last weekend. Why did you do it?
I just think it's really important as Team Singapore athletes, and as for us to contribute back to society. Like, you know, they've given us so much as part of Team Singapore. So it's really good to be able to give back to the community.
Did you have any concerns, or did your family ask you, what are you doing? Why are you going to happen? You know.
Yeah, I mean, my mom was kind of like, oh, are you going to be wearing masks? Like, are people going to come here like because they're sick?
Yeah.
But then I think, it was really nice and calm. Like once we got there, and everybody was quite rational about everything.
Mm.
It was not as like frantic as I had expected it to be. I think at the end of the day, like it was just somebody has to be at the front lines, right? So. It was good to be part of that call to be able to do that. Yeah.
And what did you get to do?
Like what Shahid said, we were just giving out the masks, we were just verifying identification. We got some questions about like, is four enough and all that. But so we were just giving out masks to residents in Tampines.
Did you sense a bit of fear when the residents came up to you?
Not,
concerns?
Not really, actually. I felt like everybody was really calm, which was nice, which was good. It means that nobody's really panicking about the situation, which is not going to be ideal in a situation like that. Everybody was pretty calm. Yeah.
Is this a sort of a regular activity, or, you know, when for Team Singapore athletes to be part of these types of causes or...
I think so. It's my first time actually volunteering with Team Singapore.
Right.
I do some volunteering on the side on my own, but it was good to do it as Team Singapore, right? As a team of athletes from fellow, like from different backgrounds, and just as part of like one team SG.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand it was a group of 10 Team Singapore athletes and officials who were part of this.
Yeah.
Because. And it was at such short notice, and
yeah.
celebrating Chinese New Year as well.
Yeah. We were told on like Saturday, and then we went down on Sunday morning. Yeah, so I had some Chinese New Year plans that had to be averted, when we were asked to do it, whether we were available, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure this is a lot more important than going to eat some more at
your
relative's house.
Yeah. Well,
we don't need the extra calories.
Let's take you back to your sports career.
Yep.
You're 7 years as part of the national setup in golf.
Yeah.
You're 25 this year. 2019, I would say, was a tough year for you because you had a few medical issues that you needed to sort out.
It's actually not just 2019. So right after 2015 SEA Games, I had quite a freak injury. I didn't play at all for 3 years, and then I've had like...
For 3 years?
Yeah, so I had like three to four... I had four surgeries in the last 4 years, yeah. But 2019 was tough. there were some highlights, and eventually it had to be cut short because of the surgery that I had in July.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting over the injury and finally getting back on track. Yeah.
So right now we're into the second month of a brand new decade. What are you working on?
Just working on the processes, really, like trying to get better, better physically, better on the golf course. I am planning on turning professional in the next couple of years.
You are?
So that's really exciting. Yeah. So I'll go to European Tour Q School 2021 or 22.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on how school goes as well. We do have the World Amateur Team Championships this year. We're hosting it this year. So it'll be really nice to play and to do well for the team on home soil. Yeah.
So I believe that's the first time this World Amateur Team Championships.
Yeah, and for some reason I've missed like the last few as well. I think it was in Japan and then in Mexico, but this was the first time in Singapore.
Okay. Yeah. Just one or two final questions. So being possibly a pro in the next few years.
Yeah.
I believe the pros are returning to Singapore in a couple of weeks, right? For
HSBC.
HSBC.
Yeah.
So who will you be looking out for?
I've got a couple of friends playing, so I have to be a bit biased that way.
Right.
So a couple of girls that I've sort of grew up playing against, playing quite a few events against them.
You talk about Singaporeans or?
No.
Okay.
One's Mexican, a couple Australians.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm a bit biased that way.
Okay, but if you were to pick a winner,
wow,
based on the current women's game,
Ooh, that'll be hard. So a friend of mine, Gabby Lopez, just won again for the second time. She won the first event in January. So it'll be really nice for her
the LPGA
to see her win.
On the LPGA.
Yeah,
okay.
She's Mexican. Yeah.
Okay. So what else is in store for you for 2020 besides the World Team Championships?
We are leaving on Sunday, actually, to the Asian Amateur Championship. So the Women's Amateur Asia Pacific.
Okay.
So yeah, that'll be a nice event to win. The winner gets like starts in like three majors and two professional events.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes next week.
All right. Well, we wish you the very best in your sports career and in your road to turning pro within the next few seasons, and thank you for service as well for Team Singapore and what you did last weekend as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. All the best, Jen.
Thanks.
With us right now is Wayne Kwan, and he's with Team Singapore as a Jiu-Jitsu fighter. Wayne, welcome to SG Sports Uncut, and you were also involved. You were also involved in this exercise last weekend. Why did you decide to sign up?
All right. Actually, one of the guys. We are here for a workshop actually, so I didn't get a text. But then one of the guys just asked us, "Hey, are you free tomorrow? Can you help us to distribute the mask?" So then I look at my schedule, and then realize that actually this is more important than what I have on a Sunday, because Sunday normally we use, and it's a Chinese New Year Sunday some more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so normally we have big events happening in church. Then I decide to tell my family, I have to go for this.
Mm.
Our country needs us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you, given all the stories and updates from the news, you didn't feel that you might have been, at a health risk if you were to come into contact with hundreds of people? You didn't, was there any concern from yourself?
Definitely there's some concerns from my family though. Because we were scared that, who knows, because everyone has been saying avoid crowded areas and wear a mask when you go out, but that's a misconception. We have to wear, we only wear masks when we are sick.
Yeah.
So yeah, there is a concern, but when we are actually there on the ground, the residents don't look that they are in a state of panic at all. Everything was actually smooth. People get their masks within like 2 to 5 minutes. So everything actually is quite fast.
And where were you stationed on that Sunday
morning? We were at Tampines Changkat. Yes.
Okay. And besides the residents, were there any special visitors who dropped by or something?
Oh yes. The MP for Tampines Changkat, Desmond Chu, he was there to take a look at how the groundworks is. So he spoke to us, he spoke to the residents to ensure that everything is okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you interacted with the residents, did you get a sense of fear from them or?
No, actually everything seems to be very calm. They actually joke with us. We actually had some conversation with residents there about how's their day, how's their Chinese New Year visiting going along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, did any Singaporean try to get more masks from you than when they plead their case? My family, we got 10 people staying in the family, you're giving me 4 masks.
Of course, there's definitely people, household that say, I have 5 or 6 of us, but there's only 4 masks.
Mm.
But then it's the same stand that we have been telling them that you only wear the mask when you're sick. So I don't think at the same there's at one time where you have all 6 of the family members being down.
Mm, mm.
Yeah, if that happened, that really caused for concern.
Exactly. So at the end of the exercise, it's been a few days. What did you take back from that experience?
I felt the sense of unity within Singaporeans because it's not just Team Singapore that was activated. Actually, in fact, another group, Team Nila, was calling out for volunteers on a social platform. I actually saw that on social media.
Right.
So they have forms to fill in, and I was quite surprised. So many of them actually turned up.
That's right, more than 800.
More than 800
Team Nila volunteers showed up to be a part of the exercise for the entire weekend. But so, Team Singapore as a whole, how does it feel to be a national athlete coming out on a weekend, on your off day, and, you know, especially when it's part of the Chinese New Year celebration period as well, and to put that aside and to, you know, to be part of this national
Think as an athlete, right, because the country has been supporting us leading up to SEA Games and all the trainings.
Yeah.
And I feel not just as an athlete, but as a Singaporean, it's our duty to actually give back to the country. Because like what we said, ask what not we can do for our country, but ask what we can do for our country.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that is from US president.
Yeah.
But I find that quote very
JFK,
meaningful.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Then now as an athlete, because we are people with voices, so I feel that if we step out and contribute back, people do see what our deeds. And it might inspire and spur others to do the same thing too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a Team Singapore Jiu-Jitsu fighter.
Yes.
This sport is only about 2 years old since we started to compete. I mean, the first was in the 2018 Asian Games. And then you competed 2 months ago in the Philippines in the SEA Games. You won a bronze medal. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How would you sum up that experience of competing in the Philippines at the SEA Games?
Oh, it's actually very mind-blowing because it was such a big stage and you're just there competing and everybody's watching you, even back at home because there's live stream all over. Mm. And for me, it was a personal challenge because like you mentioned, 2018 was Asian Games. I missed the spot by one place.
Mm.
I actually got knocked out by a Thai fighter.
Wow, okay.
And that caused me to lose that one spot. And actually in SEA Games itself, I had to fight the same fighter.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
But this time around, I managed to turn the results over.
But the fighter, was he a younger guy?
Yeah, he's young. He's quite young. Last year, I think he's 19.
And you were 32.
Yes.
Yeah. So this became, you know, experience over youth. And this time you came out triumph. You came out on top. That is. So now that the SEA Games is over, but in February 2020, what are you working on?
Okay. Firstly, for myself, I would be regarding jiu-jitsu, right? So we'll be working more on my skill sets, to improving my skill sets, and then we'll be competing in some regional tournaments. In fact, I just competed last weekend at one of the Singapore tournaments.
Okay.
And I'm looking at some other tournaments in Singapore over the next few months, as well as Malaysia and Philippines.
Okay.
But one key one that I'm quite interested in is the Asian Beach Games.
Right.
That will happen somewhere in November.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully that I will get a chance to participate in that and to represent Singapore as well.
Yeah, so that's in China, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
So it's in November, and so you're hoping that you and your teammates get chosen for that one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we wish you the very best in your jiu-jitsu career as well, and for you know, the service that you've done for Team Singapore, thank you very much, and all the best for this year and onwards.
Right.
Thank you, Wayne. Thanks. And you just heard from some of the volunteers from Team Nila, Team Singapore and Sportcast, who were all involved in the mask distribution exercise last weekend. And we hope you were inspired by their stories, and hopefully you will come forth if the need arises in the near future. Now, if you have any suggestions about the show or any feedback, feel free to drop us an email at sgsportsuncut@gmail.com. Till the next time, I'm Raj Kumar. Stay safe. Bye for now.